a pet a home with thanks to Kilcool Vets, the Vets Pets Pick. Celebrating 10 years in business in Kilcool.
Well, this morning, it is a Springer Spaniel by the name of Tasha. Now, there is a picture of Tasha up on our Facebook page, Freshly Squeezed with Rob and Laura. Log on, have a look. Kildare and West Wicklow SPCA were with this morning. And we're going to have a chat to Sally this morning to tell us all about Tasha. Sally, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm in fine form today. Good. We're being promised 27 degrees, Sally.
Yes, I don't think our dogs will like that very much, but it is fantastic to have a summer at last.
Okay, I was just going to say, how will you look after the dogs there today now in the heat?
Well, they all have shade, and we also have little swimming pools for them.
Oh, very good.
So the dogs that like water, which in fact would be Tasha, would bathe in the pool every now and again when she got too hot.
Okay, well listen, she's a 4 to 5 year old Springer Spaniel. What can you tell us about her character?
Oh, well, she's a lovely, lovely dog. Anyone who knows the Spaniel breed, and especially Springers, they're usually very, very affectionate. Quite active, they like long walks, they love being out and about, and they love being with people too. She actually came to us from the Kildare Dog Pound, so she must have been found as a stray. Mm-hmm. And she came in with another Springer, who we think possibly was her son, maybe her brother, and now he's found a lovely home. So Tasha now is looking for her home. And she needs an active family to be very good with children. They're usually very affectionate dogs, but they do need a lot of exercise.
Okay. Well, she's a gorgeous-looking dog. And how would she get on? How would she fare with other dogs? Obviously, you've experienced that where you are at the moment.
Oh, yes, because, in fact, at the moment, she's living in a foster home. Mm-hmm. And there are 3 other dogs, a terrier, a German Shepherd, and a bull breed. And there's also several cats in the home. So she's got used to living with other dogs, and she seems to be absolutely fine.
And will be fine around children as well?
Yes, I mean, obviously she's very, she's bouncy and she's active, so I wouldn't suggest very little children because they might get knocked down, you know, in her enthusiasm. So she wouldn't do any harm, but she might just scare very small children by her.
Okay, and I know a lot of people, when they're looking looking at a pet and getting a dog, if the dog, as you've said, Tasha is fairly enthusiastic and likes to run on a walk, what's her diet like? I mean, would she have 2 or 3 meals a day?
No, she doesn't eat very much more than other dogs. She's a good eater. Mm-hmm. We just feed all our rescue dogs on a fairly basic dry food with a little bit of wet food or some sardine mixed in with it to give them a little bit of excitement. So she doesn't need anything extra. She wouldn't be suitable for people who are at work all day. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't like to be left on her own all day. So a home with another dog or whether someone at home would be best. And also she would be quite inquisitive. So she'd need a fairly secure garden. If there wasn't someone to mind her all the time, she couldn't just be left.
Okay.
But she would go wandering.
Well, as you'd mentioned, they are a very popular breed, and she is a beautiful dog. She's up on our Facebook page.
She's
Freshly
Squeezed. Absolutely lovely dog and lovely, lovely nature. Yes.
And I know a lot of people people love dogs, and probably more so now than ever after that primetime documentary last night.
Greyhounds. Quite horrific. And we didn't realise, I think, the situation was quite so bad. We do get some greyhounds for rehoming, but considering how many are obviously not wanted, very, very few of them turn up in rescue centres, which is very damning, really.
It was an unbelievable watch last night, it really was. So, yes, people showing the dogs some love, and hopefully Tasha will get a home, a very loving home.
Oh, I'm sure she will. She's the sort of dog that will get home quite quickly.
All right.
And she has been neutered, she's vaccinated and microchipped, so she's ready to go.
Fantastic. That's fantastic. All the details on our Facebook page, and we'll touch base with you at some point, maybe next week or the week after, and find out an update and
see if you've got her home. Thank you.
All right,
enjoy
Sally.
Your summer.
Have a brilliant day. You enjoy your day today and the next 2 weeks of sun, apparently.
Lovely, that'll be lovely. Okay, many
cheers
thanks.
Now, all the best.
Bye-bye.
There you go. That's Sally from Kildare, West Wicklow, SPCA. The dog, as mentioned, Tasha, 4 to 5 year old Springer Spaniel, 425 now, 4T5. It's impossible anyway, but your look. Facebook page, Freshly Squeezed with Rob and Laura. Log on there and have a look. 7:43, you're on East Coast FM.
Give a pet a home with thanks to Kilcool Vets, the Vets Pets Pick. Celebrating 10 years in business in Kilcool.